Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanyam Bhaktanu Graha Katharum Yena Kenapi Santushtam Bhakta Datena Shadhaya. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always pleased to accept anything given with faith and love by his devotees, and is always ready to bestow mercy upon them. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra Jaya Nithananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda.
Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra Jaya Nithananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda.
Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra Jaya Nithananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda. On the very holy occasion of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir festival celebrating Gaur Purnima, the appearance day of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most benevolent, kind of all incarnations. We will continue our insignificant attempt to make some effort to describe hardly a particle of a drop from the unlimited ocean of the divine pastimes of teachings of Sri Gaurachandra Mahaprabhu. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled to various holy places throughout India for approximately 6 years. After he had taken sannyas at Katwa from Srila Keshav Bharati Maharaj, this period is called his Madhya Leela. And then he returned to Jagannath Puri. And for the last 12 years of his earthly leela, he remained there, deeply immersed in his internal ecstasies of Krishna Prema, and reciprocating divine love with his devotees. Not only was he spreading Krishna consciousness simply by his beautiful dancing and chanting, but he was also dispatching his divinely empowered servants to various places to spread the glories of the Sankirtan movement. During this time, during the day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be dancing and chanting, as well as seeing the beautiful darshan of Lord Jagannath along with his devotees. But at night, when his mind was not somehow being diverted from his internal ecstasies, he would go into very deep, deep moods of separation from Krishna. It is described that Lord Chaitanya appeared for the purpose of the Supreme Lord Krishna experiencing the nature of Sri Radharani's love, the ecstasy and happiness that she feels in her heart upon serving Krishna, and what it is about himself that brings her so much transcendental happiness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially taught us how to develop love for Krishna in a mood of separation. It is the safest way of developing our Krishna consciousness. Because in developing mood of separation, we must simultaneously develop a deep, deep mood of humility. If you think you have something very great, you may become very proud, even as a devotee. But if you think that you lost something very great due to your own insignificant and foolish position, then you become extraordinarily humble. So Lord Chaitanya did not teach us to think, I am a great Paramhamsa who sees Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught us to feel that I am the most fallen, I am the most unfortunate because I do not see Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught that if a person has even a drop of love of Krishna, that drop would inundate his whole life with transcendental ecstasy. But the fact that we are not experiencing that ecstasy means we do not even have a drop of love of Krishna. So our life should be dedicated to somehow or other serving the Lord and pleasing the Lord in such a way that by His causeless mercy, He can inundate our lives with one drop of His mercy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited the mood of the gopis after Lord Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura. Especially, he experienced the mood of Srimati Radharani when Uddhava came to Vrindavan as Krishna's messenger. And at that time she exhibited the highest, most sublime heights of love of God in separation. In fact, although Uddhava was Krishna's most confidential friend in the entire Yadu dynasty, he was practically living with him day and night. When he saw the mood of Sri Radharani's love in separation, how she was constantly weeping and crying, where is Krishna? Oh Krishna, will you return? Why have you left us? Uddhava prayed and even performed tapasya to be a piece of grass in Vrindavan, so that the servants of the servants of the gopis, headed by Sri Radharani, may place their feet upon his head. This was his great aspiration and ultimate ideal in life. In the Gambhira, which was the place of Lord Chaitanya's residence, two of his intimate associates were constantly with him, Srila Ramananda Rai and Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. Of course, his servant Govinda was always there to assist in every possible way in pure, unadulterated love. Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understood the most confidential feelings that he was experiencing in his love for Krishna. Ramananda Rai would recite beautiful slokas and stories just according to Lord's mood. And Srila Swarup Damodar would sing beautiful songs describing the wonderful, wonderful pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu utterly took shelter of his two devotees because of the pure love in which they served him. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains that when Krishna felt the pangs of separation of Sri Radharani, his cowherd boyfriend Subal would sing beautiful songs and narrate beautiful pastimes just to give happiness to Krishna. In the same way, Ramananda Rai would speak beautiful verses from Srimad Bhagavatam and other great literatures. And when Srimati Radharani was feeling the pangs of separation from Krishna, Lalita Sakhi would sing beautiful songs of the glories of Krishna to bring happiness to the heart of Sri Radharani. Similarly, Swarup Damodar Goswami would sing beautiful songs. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was especially pleased to hear the Krishna Karnamrita by Bilva Mangala Thakur, the Gita Govinda by Jayadev Goswami, and the poems by the great Vaishnav Vidyapati. These particular literatures are especially meant for Paramhamsas who do not have any trace of material aspiration. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would taste the nectar of these literatures from the lips of his pure unadulterated devotees, Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami. During the day, his mind was so much occupied in chanting, dancing, and serving his devotees. One day, Lord Chaitanya's servant, Govinda, on Lord Chaitanya's behalf, came to the bhajan kutir of Srila Haridas Thakur. He saw Haridas laying down on his back, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra very slowly. Govinda spoke to Haridas Thakur that, "I have brought Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasad for you." Haridas Thakur, in a very depressed state of consciousness, said, "Today I must fast. I have not completed my prescribed number of rounds. Therefore, I am in a diseased condition. I cannot eat. However, I must offer my respects to Krishna who has appeared in the form of Mahaprasad." Haridas Thakur, with great humility and reverence, he bowed down before the Mahaprasad of the Lord and took a small portion of it. Srila Prabhupada explains in this regard that prasad of the Lord should never be considered to be ordinary food. That is an offense. Just like to consider the deity of the Lord to be ordinary material elements like wood or stone, or to think the guru to be an ordinary person, or a Vaishnav to classify that person according to caste or any other birth considerations. It is narakabuddhi. It is a hellish type of mentality. Similarly, to consider Mahaprasad, the pure spiritual substance of Krishna's mercy, to be food, is not proper consciousness. Devotees do not eat prasad. Devotees honor prasad. They understand this is Krishna. And when we read the wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and his associates, there are so many incidents is described where they are giving prasad, receiving prasad, honoring prasad, taking prasad together. We may sometimes say the word eat, but we should actually understand that it is an act of worship. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees would take prasad, they would be just glorifying and honoring each preparation, praising it. Oh, this sabji is so transcendentally saturated with Krishna's mercy. And this gulab jamun is so filled with the sweetness of Krishna's kindness upon us. And this chutney, it is so filled with the nectar of Krishna's very, very hot nectarine desire to purify my heart, burn away all my material contamination. We should be Krishna conscious when we're taking prasad. When Lord Chaitanya would take prasad with his devotees, as they were taking prasad, they were so jubilant, joyful. They were developing such loving relationships with each other, just taking prasad together. And between bites, they would go, Hari, Hari! This will be very nice if we say Hari, Hari between bites. Of course, people will not understand. But that doesn't matter. So Haridas Thakur, he honored and worshipped the prasad, knowing that Krishna has come, I must give him proper respect. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Haridas Thakur's bhajan kutir, Siddha Bakula. Lord Chaitanya had already heard from Govinda. He said to Haridas, can you ascertain what is your disease? Haridas Thakur replied that my body is fine, but my mind is greatly diseased because I cannot complete my prescribed rounds. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon hearing this, understood the sincerity of this devotee. He was the Nam Acharya. Even in his old age, to show the proper example to others, he would not deviate for any reason or consideration from chanting his prescribed rounds every day. He would chant 300,000 names of Krishna. That's equal to over 190 rounds a day.
Hare Krishna.
Something like that. We are chanting 16 rounds a day. And we're thinking, why my Guru Maharaj has given me this great burden. 16 rounds. Doesn't he understand how many responsibilities I have in my life? I have children. I have a husband to serve. I have a wife to tolerate. I have a job. And I have social responsibilities. And I have a television set and a radio. And there's so many articles in the newspaper every day. How does my Guru Maharaj expect me to chant 16 rounds every day? Plus I have to eat 3 times a day and I have to get enough sleep every day. Haridas Thakur, he would not even eat. He considered himself utterly diseased if he did not chant his 192 rounds a day. And he chanted attentively. Therefore, he is Namacharya. He wanted to show us how strict we should be. This is the principle of Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart melted by Haridas Thakur's sincere love, he said, "You are now very old. You no longer require to chant according to this strict vow. You can reduce your chanting. You are already a liberated soul. You have descended to this world to broadcast the glories of the holy name, and you have already broadcasted it to the entire world. You have fulfilled your mission in this incarnation. Therefore, please reduce your chanting." Haridas Thakur replied, "Kindly hear my real plea. I was born in an inferior family, and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned amongst men. I am unseeable and untouchable. But you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. My dear Lord, you are fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy, you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shraddha Patra, which should have been offered to first-class Brahmins. I ate from it, even though I was born in a family of meat eaters. I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will close your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you do not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. With my tongue, I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind." Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, "My Lord, do not create this illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, Where is the loss to this material world? My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee. But nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Upon hearing the loving prayers of Sri Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his abode to perform his noon duties. The next day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his most intimate associates to the home of Haridas Thakur. When he entered, Srila Haridas Thakur offered his most respectful obeisances to the Lord and all of the devotees by worshipping their lotus feet and taking the dust of the lotus feet and each and every Vaishnav with great humility and respect. Lord Chaitanya asked Haridas, "What is the news?" Haridas replied, "Whatever mercy you show me." Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed the devotees to begin the congregational chanting of the holy names. Vrakreshwar Pandit, the most illustrious of all dancers, began to dance in ecstatic love as all the devotees with their arms raised joyfully chanted Krishna's holy name. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Haridas Thakur. Haridas sat Lord Chaitanya down, and then he took the beautiful lotus feet of Sri Gauranga and placed them upon his heart. The devotees gathered around in a circle, loudly and sweetly singing the holy names. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then began to glorify Haridas Thakur. As if he had five mouths, he was praising the glories of his devotees, and every time he spoke something more about the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's happiness increased more and more and more. In the presence of the holy name of Krishna being chanted by all the devotees, Haridas Thakur, with Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet pressed against his heart, Haridas Thakur's eyes were like two bumblebees beholding the beautiful darshan of the moon-like face of Sri Gauranga. And on his lips he repeated again and again the holy names, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. In this most auspicious environment, Haridas Thakur gave up his life. All of the devotees immediately remembered how Bhishma gave up his life by his own sweet will in the divine presence of Lord Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the ecstasy of love for his devotee, picked up Haridas Thakur upon his lap and began to dance holding his body. As the kirtan was being sung, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and dancing and dancing with tears of ecstasy flowing from his eyes, holding the dead body of Srila Haridas Thakur. Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, after some time, he informed Lord Chaitanya that now it is time to perform the funeral rites for Haridas. They placed the pure spiritual body of Thakur Haridas onto a beautiful palanquin which resembled an airship. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began the Harinam Sankirtan procession. In front of all the devotees, with his arms raised in ecstasy of love, his heart filled with the thoughts of Haridas Thakur, he chanted and danced. Vakreshwar Pandit and all the devotees were dancing and chanting behind him. Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Gadadhar Pandit, so many other devotees were there. When they came to the sea, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea. And then he gave a great benediction for all time to come. Because this sea has bathed the body of Srila Haridas Thakur, it has now become a worshipable place of pilgrimage. The devotees drank the water that bathed the body of Haridas. Then a hole was dug in the sand. Haridas Thakur was given the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath, including garlands and sandalwood pulp and different types of prasad and cloth worn by the Lord. Then he was graciously lowered into his samadhi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to honor his own devotee, with his own merciful lotus hands, began to cover Haridas Thakur's body with the sand. Then he invited the other devotees to receive this great benediction of placing the sand on the body of Haridas Thakur. After Haridas was buried, they constructed a little platform and put a fence around that platform to protect it. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu led all the devotees again and again and again, circumambulating the samadhi of Srila Haridas Thakur in the midst of the loud chanting of Lord Krishna's holy name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invited all the devotees into the sea to take their baths. They all bathed in the sea and jubilantly began to have all sorts of wonderful pastimes amongst each other in the waters of the ocean. Then Lord Chaitanya came back to the town of Puri. He went to the Singhadwaram gate and he went to the shopkeepers and held out his cloth like a beggar. I am a beggar. I have come to beg alms of prasad in order to hold a beautiful feast in honor of the disappearance of Haridas Thakur. The shopkeepers were so much wanting to participate in this wonderful service that each of them were bringing big baskets of Jagannath's Mahaprasad. Swarup Damodar Goswami told Lord Chaitanya that you please go to your residence. We will take care of the feast. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, the Supreme Lord of Lakshmi Devi, in order to honor his devotee, accepted the position of a humble beggar just to glorify Haridas. This is the love of the Lord for his surrendered devotee. Swarup Damodar Goswami told each shopkeeper, just take 4 palmfuls of each of your preparations and bring them. soon there were so many carriers bringing massive quantities of prasad. All the devotees sat in lines. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and personally began to serve all the devotees. But there was a difficulty in this, because Lord Chaitanya's heart was so generous and his loving hand so much wanted to please his devotee by giving mercy that he would put on the plate of every devotee what more than 5 men could eat. Swarup Damodar Goswami said to the Lord, "Please, my Lord, no one will eat until you eat prasad, so we will serve." Swarup Damodar Goswami, Jagadananda Pandit, Kashishwar Pandit, and Shankar Pandit, the 4 of them directed the serving of the prasad. As this prasad was being served, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ordering the servants, "Give them more! Give them more!" And the devotees were eating more and more and more. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ordering, "Give them more!" Until each devotee and all of the other people assembled, they were fed up to their necks with prasad. And while they were eating the prasad, everyone was chanting the holy names, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after finishing, he washed himself and, overwhelmed with ecstatic love, he offered a benediction to all the devotees. The devotees heard this benediction with great satisfaction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction: anyone who has seen the festival of Sri Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake the prasad will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desires, he has now broken that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire. And we have heard this from the Shastra. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, "Say, all glories to Haridas Thakur and chant the holy name of Lord Hari." Saying this, he personally began to dance. As all the people, thousands of devotees and the residents of Puri chanted, "Srila Haridas Thakur ki! Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki!" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced as everyone chanted the Sankirtan of the holy name. With mixed feelings of both happiness and distress, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his home. This wonderful narration, Krishnadas Kaviraj explains, reveals to us the extraordinary intimacy of the love that the Lord has for His servants. Haridas Thakur sacrificed his life to give Krishna's name to others. He was willing to be beaten in 22 marketplaces, tortured and even killed. He didn't mind because he knew it was the Lord's desire to show compassion to the fallen souls of this world by chanting the holy names. Haridas Thakur was not only a pure devotee, he was a learned scholar. Because the essence of all scriptures is that Krishna is in his name, and that anyone who sincerely strives to offenselessly chant the holy name and serve the devotees will become purified and elevated to the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada's books are filled with the glories of Krishna conscious philosophy. They culminate in the simple instruction that this will only be realized through sincere chanting of the holy names of Krishna. And those who are assisting Srila Prabhupada in his great mission are truly following in the footsteps of Srila Haridas Thakur and will most certainly receive the intimate, loving mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.